Good morning. Well, yesterday an emotional day for the parents of Toy Accordingly as they gathered at the Ellis Beach Bar and Grill along with hundreds of supporters. Most on motorbikes, lots of Harleys. I love the sound that bike makes. For Troy and Vanessa, every time one of these events is held, it's hard for them to attend, and you can understand that. But they would have been buoyed by the support from so many people, from Cairns to Port Douglas, everything in between, Innisfail, just everywhere in the far north. We really want to help them. We want to find the killers, or the killer of Toya, and bring them to justice. Everybody gathered, as I said, at Ellis Beach to hand over Toya's car that had been taken away by police for forensic tests. It's a Mitsubishi Lancer sedan, 2009 blue, and it was given back to Troy and Vanessa and Toya's brother Jack in sparkling condition. Ben Johnson was the man who led the cleanup crew on the car.
Stripped down, we pulled all the interior, we got mechanics in to service it, changed brake pads, painters come in and painted some, pulled some dents out, painted it all. We got a towed here, there and everywhere, and everyone chipped in, it was good.
What sort of condition was it in when you...
It was a very loved, used condition.
Typical young girl.
Yeah.
With pets.
Yeah. First car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prong, that's what everybody calls him, was key to yesterday. And he worked tirelessly to have the day go off without a hitch, organising it down to the most minute detail to take pressure off Troy and Vanessa.
Look, can you do me a favour? Go over on that Toy's car over there,
yep.
And tie four on each hand lever for me.
On the...
This car just here.
Yeah, on each handle, door handle?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
He has been their rock during this nightmare. He even had a message for those who were taking photos at the event and the TV crews there as well.
They've been out of the limelight for this long and we're going to still keep them out. And they are only made this adventure here for Toya and for all of you people here. So it stays here. Please, delete your photos and your videos of anything of the family. Do the right thing, please.
Prong was handling the lot on this day and he wasn't taking any prisoners.
Family, no, I mean family, no facials and no frontage video or photos. None whatsoever.
Okay, with Toya's.
So when we do Toya's car, I want you on that end.
Righto.
So I'm facing yous and they're all facing me. You understand that?
Yeah.
And you got to tell all this friggin' media here. Because
yeah.
Any stuff ups, guess what? You're not going to be here at the end. And the family said that, and they're adamant. We are going to hand the car over to Toya's brother, Jack. And I'm sure it's going to be very emotional. As the car comes in, give these people in the car a clap. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. They haven't heard you yet. Yeah, swing the doors open, swing all the doors and lift the boot. These people here have spent hours and hours and hours doing this car. We appreciate very much what these people have done. I'd like to hand the car over to Toya's brother, Jack. You're quite welcome to come around the car and have a look and see what beautiful job they've done for this car. So you're quite welcome. Come and have a look, everyone.
Then it was off to Port Douglas, where more supporters were waiting.
A lot of people in Port Douglas already. I've already had a phone call from up there.
Yeah.
They're already on the streets.
Now, Port Douglas, you know, they've embraced this.
They have. There's a lady up there, Kerry, just full on. Kerry Boss, just full on. She came down to my place the other night, and she got all them girls organised up there, and a lot of them knew Toy because they worked with her at Paws and Claws up there, so they all come on board very quickly, and I think she's got about 20 girls there now, so... That's what we want. We want the younger ones to, you know, get motivated and join in.
How people will come out of their houses to really show their support for such a worthy cause for Toya, for a family, but it also spreads to the whole community. We got these stickers out, Prong came up with the best idea, and now we get to drive around everywhere and see her. We see her name everywhere. And when you see the stickers out there, you see the Crime Stoppers numbers, everybody knows what to do. That call's got to be made because someone knows something. One way or another, one way or another. We have no doubt in our mind that these stickers and having her out as many places as we can is going to make that happen. That's our aim.
Absolutely. And all of the people who've been kind enough to print those stickers from all over Australia, even New Zealand, I'm told.
There's even a place in Arizona.
Printing Toya
stickers. Americans in Arizona that own a printing business that heard about Toya's tragic story, and they know how much this community loves everything that goes on around here and how much we value safety. The more we can print, the better. You know, we've had so many local businesses that have given up their own time, their own product, everything, and printing them for free. Even so, it's about time that the community all comes and donates and we all really stand in this together, not just talk about it, we do it.
I think this is just a fantastic way to support Toya's family and try and get some justice for Toya. It's just a really wonderful community spirit.
Nobody wants this to be a cold case in 20 years time.
I hope that they do get justice for Toya.
The main street was a sea of people.
All for Toya, buddy, all for Toya!
With a convoy made up of at least, look, it's hard to gauge, but I would say at least 300 people. It might have even been more than that. Motorbikes outnumbered people, I can tell you that. One of the motorbike riders here.
Hello, mate, how are you?
Good, mate. What a turnout.
Fantastic. All for Toya.
Oh, it's amazing, this community come together, yeah.
It is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's only one person it's for, and that's Toya.
Yeah, such a sad thing.
You've got to find the killer of Toya.
Definitely, yeah.
And justice has to be done.
That's right, yeah. Too sad for this community.
You're in one of the cars. G'day, how are you?
Good, mate, how are you going?
Where are you from?
Gordonvale.
And you've come along to do this, support Toya?
We have, yep.
Absolutely.
Good effort.
We all got girls, we all got kids.
They should be safe.
They should be. There, mate.
The convoy went up McRossan Street at walking pace, so people were able to jump out of the cars and vehicles and take their tins with them and started collecting coins, notes, anything was appreciated. Prong hopes that at least $10,000 can be raised to print 20,000 stickers, all with one purpose in mind, to get that one call that cracks this case and finds the killer or killers of Toya. And we all hope that happens.